Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You win by being part of the solution. We do better by being part of the solution, okay? We become a better country when we all work together. And, you know, as you can see now, the only people working together are the ones that want to take down Trump no matter what. No matter what he didn't do, they want to take him down. Don't you love it? I think it's hilarious. No, I don't mean like, ha 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 ha, funny. You know what I mean. This is just hilarious. It's driving them nuts that he keeps rising in the polls every time they try to nail him with something. You know, again, look at what just happened today, again, and it's going to happen over and over and over again. Right? The Michigan Supreme Court, they smacked down a group's attempt to ban President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. And again, he's been convicted of nothing. He's been charged with nothing. Nothing along these lines. Right? Treason, sedition, whatever you want to call it, he's not there. And they know it. They know it. They know they can never make anything like that stick, even today. And the Colorado Supreme Court, that's also going to take a nosedive, too. And you're going to see this happen. Alaska's looking to do it. Of all people, time to go buy a lottery ticket. Newsom said, let the people decide. Leave them on the ballot. Don't jerk around with it. Now, I will say one thing. You know, he's been through the recall. He knows what it's like. You know, the people already teed off. And this will show, as far as Newsom is concerned, this will show that, hey, look, you know, I'm trying to be fair about it. I'm trying to give people a voice. Well, you know, you don't give anybody a voice. Look at all the crazy laws they passed for 2023 into 2024. They're going to tell you how to run your business. They're going to tell you, you know, how much to pay people, how many sick days you have to give them. They've actually become a partner without giving you any real money, actually taking money from you. Ron Fine is the legal director at FSFP. He whined in a statement that the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling conflicts with longstanding U.S. Supreme Court precedent that makes it clear that when political parties use the election machinery of a state to select via primary process, their candidates for the general election, they must comply with all constitutional requirements. The Democrats have done this ad nauseum over the years. They complained about the machines. They complained about the election. Every time, except in the second election of Reagan, every time there's been an election of a Republican president, they get up there and they contest the electoral votes every single time. I've got it on video. They make it sound like they're so angelic, like they've not been down this road. They have. In her dissent, Justice Elizabeth Welch also noted a difference between Colorado state laws and Michigan's. She goes on to say, significantly, Colorado's election laws differ from Michigan's laws in a material way that is directly relevant to why the appellants in this case are not entitled to relief. Now, appellants argue that the political parties are state actors for purpose of putting forward candidates for the presidential primary, and thus the political parties are subject to the United States Constitution. This also makes another court victory for Trump, right? Now, last week, the federal lawsuit aimed at blocking Trump from appearing on the West Virginia electoral ballot has also been dismissed. You know, you talk about slamming your head against the wall. They are beating their brains out, right? Doing the same thing over and over and over again in these different states and places and what have you. Trying to keep him off the ballot. But don't we want the people to have a voice? Shouldn't the people of the country have a say in this? It just never stops. And they can keep up with it. It's fine. Because all it does is make him stronger, and it shows people. It truly shows people where they're coming from. Yeah, you know who them is. They are so afraid of you. They are so afraid of him. That they want to do everything they can to keep him quiet. Not to allow him. Just look today. What's going on with Jack Smith and filing another brief, taking another shot at taking his First Amendment rights away? Right? I love this. He wants a judge to order Donald Trump to stop talking about his hearing. Stop talking about, let me see, Special Counsel Jack Smith, again, is trying to prevent Trump from speaking. Through public statements, filings, and arguments and hearings before the court, the defense has attempted to interject into this case partisan political attacks and irrelevant presidential issues. We'll deal with this more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend.
It's a fighting song, right? It's a bullfighting song. I mean, look at it coming at you now. This is what the government's doing right now to us. They're coming at us. For all intents and purposes, they're coming at us with guns a-blazing. I was thinking about taxes the other day. I know, right? Because we're coming up to the end of the year and getting paperwork together and we're thinking it through. And I'm sitting there and I'm going to myself, okay, let me think about this. I wonder if our founding fathers would be okay with any part of this. You go to work. Let's say you make $100. Now that $100, your employer has to take money out of that. For what? For taxes. For your unemployment. For your disability. All these taxes they put in there so they can take care of you later on. or if something happens, right? And they don't even take care of you at a rate you can actually live on, but that's beside the point. Because there's no way we could do it on our own. I mean, we're too stupid, right? So they take all this money out of you. And that $100, let's just say it comes down to $75. Just for conversation's sake. So they get $25 of my money at work before I even leave the door. At the end of the year, on that $75, I get taxes on my income. Depending on how many deductions I put in there, I either have to pay more or pay less or whatever. You know, I'll get some money back, but I don't need the government being my savings bank for me or my investment broker. Right? I go to the gas station to fill up the car. Matter of fact, I buy my car. Now, I've already paid taxes on that $100. I'm down to $75. I go buy the car. What do I pay? Anybody? Yeah. I got to pay tax on the money I've already paid on to buy something with the money that's already been taxed. And then I go to the gas station because I want to fill up that car. Right? What am I paying? Anybody home? Yeah, I'm paying taxes. I don't know how I went off on this, but stay with me. So now I'm paying taxes at the gas station. When I wear down the tires of the car that I bought, that I pay taxes on, and I fill up every week or every day or every other day at the gas station, I'm paying taxes on the gas, I now have to pay taxes on the tires that have worn down using the streets. Yeah, you see how sick I can go to the grocery store. And I'm paying taxes on food that I have to buy to eat to sustain myself while I wear down the tires and eat up the gas that I've already paid taxes on and go to the store and wear down the car I have. And God forbid, I buy an electric car. I got taxes on the electricity. And here in California, they actually add a charge for your gas delivery fee. So in other words, they're natural. I have to try to get rid of these places, which I think is hilarious. They're trying to can the natural gas. Want you to use electricity. You know, in California, they won't let you use, coal-fired plants, right? They just extended one of the nuclear power plants from being dismantled. So they're going to use it a little while longer because they can't produce enough electricity to keep things going. They want you to go to electric cars. The power plants right now are being fueled by what? Anybody? Natural gas, the same gas they're trying to cut out. I'm telling you, these people don't see anything past their elbows. But my point was, that $100 you make is taxed so much, you end up owing money for going to work. Really, think about it. All the taxes that you get hit with, you're paying taxes on taxes on taxes. This is not what our founding fathers had in mind. Not even close. Anyway. Back to the story. Jack is overstepped. Jack Smith, if you're just joining us, he wants to prevent President Trump from exercising his freedom of speech. If you go back and you look at the arguments made towards each other, the things that were said by our founding fathers, and even in the days of Abraham Lincoln and such, what was said about the government, what was said about the different things that were going on, there was no filter. And I'm sorry, I don't agree with my friend Brad Day, because I know he's the law guy, and I got it. I do think that some of these, that the amendments are absolute. You want to change them? Then you change them the way our founding fathers set it up to be changed. The fact that we can't be trusted, that it's against the law to scream fire in a theater, why are we even worried about that? Should we not be teaching our kids? Should we not be more civil? I'm not looking for utopia here. But you see what I mean? I mean, I can see having a law in place, you know, if you take an action that specifically could cause harm or death to others. I can see you being held responsible for it. But to blanketly say there's things that you can't, no. You have to start using your brain cells. Parents have to start parenting. People have to start figuring out what's real and what's not real and doing their own homework. Anyway, Jack goes on to say in his plea to the judge, through public statements, filings, and arguments and hearings before the court, the defense has attempted to interject in the case partisan political attacks. Really? I don't see, I haven't heard yet saying because he's a Democrat. Have you? And of course you're going to keep going after the person coming at you when you know you have a right to defend yourself verbally, physically, and so forth. Although the court can recognize, Jack goes on to say, these efforts for what they are and disregard them, the jury they're subjected to it may not. Oh, so you don't trust the people. Got it. The court should not permit the defendant to turn the courtroom into a forum in which he propagates irrelevant disinformation and should reject his attempt to interject politics into this proceedings. So it's not that he's saying, hey, Trump shouldn't be talking about us in a political manner when he is in the courtroom. No. He doesn't want him to say it anywhere. Out on the trail, when he's at a rally, nowhere. Does that mean that nobody can talk about it? Because, you know, if he silences Trump, he can silence others. That's what freedom of speech is about. I'm being, you know, I mean, if I'm him, I'm sitting here going, I'm being persecuted on phony charges. I'm being persecuted and brought into court and be held to a standard that Joe Biden family and Obama and Clinton's have not been held to. This guy, Jack Smith, he knows that this case is bogus. Okay, he knows what went down. I mean, really, the neat freak that I am, if I'm Trump, the neat freak that I am, would I really keep those files strewn all over the place in my clothes closet at Mar-a-Lago? Do I really come off as that kind of person? You see where I'm going? God, I spent way too much time on this, but I'm not giving up on it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more on this when we return.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico to meet with President López Obrador. The focal point of discussions will be the unprecedented migration and border security challenges. House Republicans are probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to find out whether the president told his son to disregard a congressional subpoena. The sale of the Dallas Mavericks has been officially approved by the NBA. Mark Cuban has transferred a controlling interest to casino mogul Miriam Adelson and her family. The move positions her as the third woman to hold the principal ownership of an NBA team. Miriam Adelson's late husband, Sheldon, developed the Venetian and the Palazzo in Las Vegas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How we doing? I hope everybody is kind of settling back in. You know, I went to the store today. Just the store. Actually, I should say store. My mailbox. And I couldn't believe how many people were there. I mean, the place was packed. And it's one of those places like you can ship from. And all the gifts that were coming back, everybody. They all had like Amazon slips in their hand, right? I'm thinking, okay, there you go, right there. Amazon, because they're sending stuff back, whatever. And I should know better, right? What did they just open the gifts on Sunday, Monday? Right? About time, you know, gotta recoup a day. That's Tuesday. All that food you ate, all that sugar you ate, can't get off the couch, can't get out of bed. Anyway, all right, talking about Jack Smith and him trying to rescind, take away Trump's Second Amendment rights. Let me tell you what, you know, even when you were in jail, right, you could be screaming at the top of your lungs, I'm innocent, I was framed. It was, seriously. Now, you're not allowed to disrupt the court services, the court proceedings, which is, again, probably why you'd be drug out and be held in contempt of court, because you're not allowing it to go on. Anyhow, pretrial proceedings are currently on hold because of Trump's immunity argument in the appellate court. Oral arguments for Trump's immunity claims will begin in the D.C. Circuit Court on January 9th. Now, Jack Smith ignored Judge Chotkin's order to stay the case until D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals issues a ruling. Listen to this carefully. Jack Smith ignored, right, totally ignored the judge in the case to stay and stop until the D.C. Court of Appeals issues a ruling on Trump's immunity argument and filed a motion on Wednesday anyway. So they are above the law. Blow the court out. Joey B. just did it too when he paid off, I mean, buku bucks, hundreds of millions of dollars in student loans. After the court told him, Supreme Court told him he couldn't do it. They want a dictatorship. Look at their actions. Yeah, seriously. Stop listening to what they're speaking from the heart. Right? Seriously. Listen to what's going on. Listen to what's going on. Watch what they do, what they vote for, what they're pushing. Now, Jack Smith is beating his brains out to try to keep this March 4th trial date, even to the point of ignoring the judge's orders. I think this is hilarious. He's actually even asked the court, in one of his filings, he wants the court to exclude evidence regarding agency preparations for and responses on January 6th. So in other words, he wants them totally to ignore the videos, everything that you saw happening. He goes on to say the defendant has signaled an intention to blame his events of January 6th, or blame the events, I'm sorry, of January 6th on the Capitol Police, the National Guard, the district's mayor. He goes on to say, blaming riot on National Guard, demanding information related to security at the Capitol office January 6th, CNN, Town Hall, and Donald Trump attributed riot to the Congress and the district. In other words, Trump's attorneys are going to show all these requests for help that were turned down. Then he's going to show testimony from the Capitol Police themselves. And even the captain of the Capitol Police saying, you know, we were told to stand down. We were told to lighten up. We were told we couldn't put more people on. Right? And then you have video showing the Capitol Police allowing them in, unlocking doors, helping them get in. I mean, seriously. So it's just amazing. Again, with all this, Jack doesn't want the judge, the jury, or anybody else to see it. Right? And the other thing, too, is evidence about undercover. He goes on to say, I mean, I love these little lines that are thrown in there. Evidence about undercover action actors hold no probative value here. The defendant has acknowledged in the case of the district in which January 6 defendants have sought to use evidence. Courts have found such evidence irrelevant unless defendant can establish that an undercover action affected the defendant's actions or mental state. He can prove that these people were instigators, antagonizers in the riot of the day. They were egging them on. And they got it all on video. Trump's attorneys recently filed a motion for discovery, especially special counsel Jack Smith's case demanding documents regarding informants and undercover agents that related to January 6th. They've got the documents. He's entitled to them. Anything they use to pull evidence against him, anything that they use to convict him or bring him in, he's entitled to. They don't like that. See, they don't want the law. They don't want to follow the law. They want to use it, use a title of it, use a portion of it, to kind of make their case, but they don't want you to. Are you seeing the picture here, any of you? Michael Walker, a senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Security Policy, they specialize in propaganda, political warfare, psychological warfare, and subversion. He says he was at the Capitol on January 6th, and what he witnessed was plainclothes militants, militant, aggressive men in Donald Trump and MAGA gear at a front police line, right? Agent provocateurs, scattered groups of men exhorting the marchers to gather closely and tightly towards the center of the outside of the Capitol building, and then prevented them from leaving. He saw fake Trump protesters. I said it that day. I said it for weeks afterward. Just because somebody's wearing a MAGA hat, MAGA shirt wrapped in an American flag doesn't mean they're MAGA people. A few young men wearing Trump or MAGA hats backwards and who did not fit with the rest of the crowd In terms of their actions and demeanor, MAGA people would not tear up the Capitol building. They wouldn't do it. Too much respect for the, there's just too much respect for our statues, our history, telling the story. He also went on to say he saw disciplined, now this is an expert in this area. He saw a disciplined, uniformed column of attackers. A column of organized, disciplined men wearing similar but not identical camouflage uniforms and black gear. Some with helmets and GoPro cameras or wearing, you know, subdued Punisher skull patches. These were Antifa people. These were FBI agents. They've already admitted to it. And now they've openly admitted that they had people in there. What is it, Ray Epps? I think he got into hiding. He can't find him. He's looking for help. They're throwing him to the wolves, aren't they? Funny how Trump supporters were blamed for all the violence and chaos. But according to the FBI, former FBI agent, Antifa terrorist infiltrator, at the Trump rally, his name is Paul Sperry, former FBI agent on the ground, he confirmed that at least one busload of Antifa thugs infiltrated peaceful Trump demonstrators as part of a false Trump flag ops. He's not the only one. There are others, too, that have said the same thing. The chief of Capitol Police was interviewed, Stephen Sund. Right? They never aired it on Fox, by the way. And that this is coming, Tucker Carlson said it. Right? He said he was going to interview him again. And he's totally non-political. He worked for Nancy Pelosi. He's not a right-wing activist. He's the chief of the Capitol Police. On January 6th, he said, yeah, that crowd was filled with federal agents. As time passed, it became more and more obvious that the core claims they made about January 6th were lies. Trump has called every one of these. They started going after him from day one, from the tapping of his phones. They're trying to make something out of every action he took. He scares the crud out of them, which is why you should vote for him twice. Joe Mazzini in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. You can't, you know, listen, we can't go back in time, so you can't get the Christmas thing now. But I got to tell you, you know, New Year's Eve is coming. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I'm no different than Lowe's and Home Depot. You know, I went to Lowe's in August, at the end of August. Some of you know this is true. And there was a Halloween at the end of August. Are you following me here? End of August. There were Halloween stuff already set up. Okay? Along with the winter stuff and everything else. Halloween. By the time we got through September, we now had Halloween. Come on, some of you know this is true. Thanksgiving. And then next to Thanksgiving was what? Christmas. And then somebody got mad at me a couple of weeks ago when I talked about the Lowe's coming into November. They had Thanksgiving stuff, and they had an archway with all kinds of Christmas stuff on either side of the archway and a black and a white Santa. And I said, oh, my God, what a thing for a kid to walk in going, there's two? Take the white Santa away. I don't really care. Just put one there. Break the poor kid's heart. Although my kids know who's Santa. My grandkids know who's Santa. Anyway, it's just amazing the way they do this. I find it just totally amazing. All right, Devin Nunes come out. He says, we're looking at a disaster at the Democrat Party convention if Joe Biden can even make it through. And I agree with him when he said the House really needs to go after the Obama officials left behind and the DOJ and just in the legal system. Because they're not interested in the law. They're not interested. Look at the people that Joe Biden put up for judicial positions, for judge positions. Right? I mean, they couldn't answer simple law questions that the other lawyers in the group were asking. If you can't answer simple questions about, you know, simple legal issues and events, what business do you have being a judge? So, again, during an interview, Devin Nunes, he touched on the friction between Barack Obama and Joe Biden in the Democrat quagmire. Nunes also called the Republicans to go after the larger problem in D.C., not just the Biden crime family. He wants Republicans to go after the Obama people and the DOJ and FBI, as well they should. Devin Nunes said, what I've said is that I just think it's highly unlikely that Biden's going to be the nominee. You know, this is because you're in Washington. John and I are from the experience there. Team Obama is the one that's been running the Biden White House. And I think that that the giveaway here is that the night before Biden, the giveaway is this. The night before Biden runs, Susan Rice, who's the domestic policy advisor, one of Obama's top lieutenants, she was running the White House. She exits stage left in the middle of the night. She's gone. So that tells me clearly she's not on the board for another Biden administration. I think what they were trying to do is cut a deal for the kid with the phony gun charge. You know what that is. They tried to do in Delaware, go to Biden and say, hey, look, we got your kid off. It's time for you to get the hell out. And he didn't. I think that's a problem. Obama can't control Biden and the Biden's wife because at the end of the day, Biden controls that important title, the presidency. He's right. He is right. My fear, and this is all calling for the man to get hurt, but you know, my fear is that they'll do something to him to get him out. Right? They'll do something to him to get him out. Somebody has even suggested that, you know, they do something tragic to him. You would think he'd simply take the, but he's not aware of what's happening around him. I would look at what's going on, and I would you know, I'd give him a way out by saying, you know, look, Joe, come out and just say, between my health and what's going on with my son and some of the family issues, I really can't devote the time I need to devote to all this. Can't even do it now. He just had a Christmas vacation, and now he took off again. In the middle of everything that's going on across the world, he took off again. So now you've gotten full blow. David Axelrod, Obama's political guy, is out there saying, we're not going to win with Biden. So he's got the sign going. They want Biden out. The polls show they want Biden out. And then they have a Kamala Harris problem. They can't put her first. And with that team there, even the other side doesn't like her. You know? They would have been better off with a primary, actually. I mean, Robert Kennedy Jr., they know he's going to draw votes. You got all these people that are looking to get in a race, but the Democrat Party, I did the story the other day, how they won't let them in these races. They won't let them on the primaries. And the only way they're going to be able to pull it off is to become independents. And once they become independents, if they get voted in or if they get voted on in the primary, it's not like you can jump ship and become a Democrat. And you won't get elected as an independent. There's not enough support there for you right now. Anyway. Now, you look at the final straw. Look at what's happening. talk about throwing gasoline on a fire. And, look, I'm no expert here. I'm just throwing it out there. Right? Obama wanted to unleash the Department of Justice that he controls, or his people control, because they're the ones that are chasing Trump around. They're filing, well, they're orchestrating, they're filing all of these phony lawsuits, phony charges, right? You know, everything they've come after him with so far, we've been able to prove was a hoax. Oh, he's been able, I had nothing to do with it. He's been able to prove it was a hoax. Everything from the raid at Mar-a-Lago, right, to the dossier. It's all orchestrated by Team Obama. This, Joe isn't smart enough to pull this off. Are you serious? Now, after all this, they've got to be desperate. If they really got desperate, they could just flat out start indicting multiple Bidens. They've got control of the DOJ. They can pull that off. You know, if they had the Hunter Biden laptop up on his shelf, they knew what was in it. They didn't do anything with it. Can you imagine them just taking that now and running with it? Bringing it out, and you know, they've got CNN in their pocket. They have MSNBC in their pocket. Right? Look, why vote for it? You know, I know you guys aren't going to agree with me. But why go through all the trouble now of having a hearing and go through a formal impeachment? I would stick with the impeachment inquiry. C-SPAN would cover it. You'd get the information out there. Because that's what they want to do. They just want to get all this information out there because they know normally they're not going to be able to. Right? This is total corruption. Like we've never seen. And in your face, mind you. But if they only go after Biden and the Biden crime family, they miss the larger picture. They miss the Obama people. And even the fringy Clinton people. I think the Clintons are mostly out of it now. Really. They're done. But Obama's, he's young. He's still on it. This, he could be a major problem in all of this. Right, the other problem, right now they've got a corrupt Department of Justice. Look what the FBI has done. Right, so they really, really should look at Jack Smith, look at the top people in the Department of Justice, all the games that are going on, all the subpoenas they've ignored, all the rules / laws that they have ignored. I'm talking about the FBI, people in the Department of Justice, and start going after it that way. It isn't that hard. If you just strictly focus on impeaching Biden, you're going to miss so much. And, you know, listen, let's just be honest about that. I said this way back when. You're not going to get it past the Senate. Right? It's going to be a total waste of time. The guys that know it's coming, the real criminals who have money and means, they'll leave town. I mean, does he look impeachable? Is it possible? Sure it is. And yes, it does. They just don't have the time to pull it off. I would just keep hammering at it, making sure the information was out there. People knew the truth. So when it comes around, I mean, you just give all the ammunition you can, the verbal ammunition you can to Trump and team. Love it when they get up on stage. You know what he's going to do to him, right, when they get on stage? He's going to talk about he was right last time and he's right now. Joe is corrupt. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pilla coming up in the next hour. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Check us out at joemessina.com. joemessina.com.
Seven.